Hey Paige, political announcement for Anthony Daniels.
Anthony Daniels delivers for us, responsible for eliminating income tax and overtime pay, delivers over $100 million in projects for our Congressional District Number 2. Go to the polls and vote Anthony Daniels, April the 16th.
How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor. Here's this week's gospel news. Canton Jones is an award-winning Grammy-nominated contemporary gospel singer, rapper, vocal arranger, songwriter, and producer based in Florida. His unapologetic, socially conscious take on gospel weaves sweeping instrumentation, traditional gospel, contemporary R&B melodies, hip-hop, and electronics in a production style that weds the sonic approach of musical theater. His album Love Jones received a Grammy nomination and charted. One of Jones' trademarks is his willingness to push the 21st century gospel genre's boundaries. 2007's Kingdom Business, 2011's Dominaire featured the controversial single In the Club that bleeped out certain segments in his lyrics. 2014's Lust, Drugs, and Gospel dedicated to those who suffered from addictions. 2016's I Am Justice and 2018's Ghost. In 2020, Jones collaborated with Christian country duo Zach and Rodney on the single Selma Swamp. Jones grew up in a musical family in Deerfield Beach, a coastal town in southeast Florida. At the early age of 5, Jones joined a singing quartet group with his father. By the age of 16, he was making beats for himself and other local artists. After high school, he moved his home base to Atlanta, where he attended Morehouse College. It was there that the singer joined the school's popular glee club. He sang for people like Oprah Winfrey, Stevie Wonder, Bobby Jones, and Ray Charles, among others. Not long after that, he made his recorded debut for the Holy Hip Hop label with 20 years, 3 months, and 12 days in 2002, and he set up his own outlet called K-Jo. His breakthrough came with an appearance on the Grammy-nominated compilation album Holy Hip Hop, Taking the Gospel to the Streets. His subsequent release, Love Jones, in 2005, made his debut on the Billboard Top Gospel Album charts at number 11. Zacardi Cortez was born in Houston, Texas. He started out as a member of James Fortune's Faya before launching a solo career in 2012. Since then, Cortez has remained a fixture on the gospel charts, landing a string of hits including God Held Me Together, YDIA, Time, You've Been Good to Me, and Lord Do It Again, along with releases of full-length albums like 2014's Reloaded, 2020's Imprint Live in Memphis. Those albums both showcase his religious devotion and dynamic vocals. Having grown up touring the gospel circuit with his family band, the Cortez Family, Zacardi was mentored on the road by John P. Key. After an appearance on Key's 2005 release, Live at the Fellowship, Cortez joined Fortune's Faya, singing lead on their 2007 album, The Transformation. And its top 20 single, The Blood, with Cortez up front, Faya would top the gospel charts with singles like I Believe and Let Your Power Fall. The stage was set for his solo career, which began in 2012 with the introduction released by the Black Smoke label. The LP cracked the top 20 of Billboard's top 200 and climbed to number 2 on the gospel charts. In 2014, Reloaded yielded the single God Held Me Together, which enjoyed a 12-week run on the Billboard Gospel Airplay charts. More hits followed, including 2016's YDIA, 2018's Oh How I Love You, and 2019, Kerry Douglas assisted You Don't Know. In 2022, Cortez issued a live rendition of You've Been Good to Me, the lead cut from the jubilant 2022 live album Imprint Live in Memphis. Here's this week's top 10 gospel songs. Number 10, James Fortune featuring Monica with Trusting God. 9, See the Goodness, Vashawn Mitchell. 8, Do You Believe in Love, Erica Campbell. 7, I Will Wait, Bree Barbano. 6, Josh Bracey with Blessed Be the Name. 5, Live Again, Kalante Gavin. 4, Jordan Armstrong with You. 3, I See Good, Morette Brown Clark. 2, Donald Lawrence and Company with in him there is no sorrow. And number one for 2 weeks in a row, Jonathan McReynolds along with Marvin Winans with the song Able. Well, that's your top 10 songs and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.
I want to take this opportunity to call on a young man to help us tell the story of how God loves us. And Courtney, I want you to sing this song from the bottom of your heart. Would you do it?
Say, Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus to come,
yes, I know.
Lay his life
what
down
Bible,
for me, for you,
Bible
for the sins of the world.
So
he loves us, yeah.
Jesus loves
oh,
me. Yes, I know.
The Bible tells us.
Bible
then if we go on,
so.
They hung him high.
They hung him high.
Stretched him wide.
They stretched him wide.
He dropped his head.
He dropped.
He made the decision to do it.
They
hung him
high.
Stretched him wide.
He
dropped his head.
He
gave up the ghost just for me and you. Oh, but that's not how the story. It was 3 days later. He rose again.
Serve the Lord. I'll serve the Lord. If there's no money in my pockets, I will serve, I'll serve the Lord. And if I can't eat steaks and caviar, I will serve. To serve the Lord,
if my friends,
choose to leave me,
I'll serve
the Lord.
If there's no money
in my
pockets,
I'll serve
the Lord.
And if I can't steaks and caviar,
I'll serve the Lord.
Listen, if my friends choose.